Mayor, the Ebola outbreak in West Africa this past year has placed greater emphasis on global pandemic preparedness. In your opinion, what can Congress do to prepare for pandemics and to protect American citizens?
Well, first of all, what Congress has to do is the same thing that the administration has to do, and the same thing that I do here in mayor, as mayor, is you have to depend on your people that are working very closely with it and make sure that you have the proper information. I've heard some people say, some opponents say, that you need to make sure that you cut off flights, all the flights from Africa and those type of things. And you can't do that without having all of the information. I had the opportunity to be on a conference call with the president, and he had all of his key folks on the conference call, as well as the specialized folks that deal with these type of issues on there, to give us a briefing in terms of what they were wanting to do. Of course, this is a political season, and of course, everything that comes up is the president's fault. But when you're in that position as an administrator, you have to make the best decision that you possibly can based on the information that you have. If you have good information, you can make good decisions. If you have bad information, you're going to make bad decisions. On a legislative side, as a member of Congress, I will understand that I have to listen to the experts that's working with this in terms of trying to come together as party lines on the legislative side, in addition to the administrative side, to make the very best decision such that we can protect the American people.
Mr. Abram?
Well, I haven't talked to the president, but I have talked to the CDC in Atlanta on the Ebola things as a physician. And let me tell you, they have not done a good job. You do restrict the flights from those countries, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Liberia. That's the way you control a pandemic, is you've treated it at its source. Again, let's go back to the border situation where we have people coming over. We know the incubation is 11 to 21 days. They could come over very healthily. And in 2 weeks, we could have another Dallas and Houston event. So, yes, you do stop the flights. The president is not listening to his good advisors. They have told him these same things. So the way you control, and like your question, Greg, was how do you handle the pandemic? You treat it at the source. You don't let it get out of its captured area. You seal every border you can, and then you kill it, the virus, where it lives. It's not hard to do. Okay. I've been to Africa. It can be done.
Well, when I'm flying to Washington, maybe fly to Atlanta, and then I maybe fly to Washington, or if I'm from a smaller area, you may have two or three stops that you have to make before you get to your destination. So again, not having all of the information is very difficult to say how that needs to take place, because what all are you going to restrict? Because all of those are not direct flights. And so, but when you have that information, you can make good decisions like this. And you said that you hadn't talked to the president, but you just made a comment concerning something that the president said.